Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 997. This evening, when I heard the hymn, "Good Night, Holy Head of My Jesus," on the radio, my spirit was suddenly swept away to God's mysterious bosom, and I knew in what the greatness of a soul consists, and what matters to God, love, love, and once again love. And I understood how all that exists is saturated with God. And such a love of God inundated my soul that I am at a loss to describe it. Happy the soul that knows how to love unreservedly, for in this lies its greatness. Today, I took part in a one-day retreat. When I was at the last conference, the priest was speaking of how much the world needs God's mercy, and that this seems to be a special time when people have great need of prayer and God's mercy. Then I heard a voice in my soul. "These words are for you. Do all you possibly can for this work of my mercy. I desire that my mercy be worshipped, and I am giving mankind the last hope of salvation, that is, recourse to my mercy. My heart rejoices in this feast." After these words, I understood that nothing can dispense me from the obligation which the Lord demands from me. Last night I was in such pain that I thought it was the end. The doctors could not diagnose what the sickness was. I felt as if my entrails had been torn to shreds. But after a few hours of such sufferings, I am all right. All this is for sinners. Let your mercy descend upon them, O Lord. In the terrible desert of life, O my sweetest Jesus, protect souls from disaster, for you are the fountain of mercy. Let the resplendence of your rays, O sweet commander of our souls, let mercy change the world. And you who have received this grace, serve Jesus. Steep is the great highway I must travel, but I fear nothing, for the pure fount of mercy is flowing for my sake, and with it, strength for the humble soul. I am exhausted and worn out, but my conscience bears me witness that I do all for the greater glory of the Lord who is my repose and my heritage. And this is the end of Notebook 2 of the diary. I think it must be said, sometimes St. Faustina repeats herself in the diary. This is not surprising, since she had to repeat what she had previously written after she was fooled into burning part of the diary by the evil one. But here we have a passage about hearing a song about Jesus on the radio, and it drew her into a period of ecstasy. Now this is passage 997, and she wrote the same thing in slightly different words in 994. We can forgive her, because she's in the hospital and in great pain at times. She probably forgot that she had already written it and did not look back. Perhaps she wrote it several days later, who knows. She also speaks of the conferences given in the hospital chapel, which she had mentioned before, for the workers at the hospital. She participated, and she used the occasion as her monthly one-day retreat, since she was away from her community and couldn't make the retreat with them. Jesus used the occasion to inspire the priest to speak about mercy in his last conference, and Jesus reveals to Faustina that they are words destined for her. Jesus wants the message of his mercy to get out to all mankind, and Faustina has an important role to play, and she understands that she can't try to get out of it. It's God's plan, and she has to fulfill it. At the same time, she has a vocation to offer her sufferings as a victim soul for sinners. We can't imagine what she had to endure. It is like a painful martyrdom drawn out over several years. And she concludes her second notebook that she was writing her diary in with some of her spiritual poetry. She speaks of the challenges of life and the triumph of mercy, which will change the world.